regular citizens who just standing up for their right, taking the chance to show that they want peace and that it's a good idea, but it's still only an idea. Hi there. I see your sign, Athens out of Syracuse. What is this?
Well, just nothing's old, nothing's new really about any of this. Yeah.
Oh,
Peloponnesian War, 416 BC. The Athenians voted to invade Sicily as part of the Peloponnesian War. It was the campaign that broke them.
Yeah.
They lost their empire as a result, eventually, of what happened there. And it was a reasonably representative government that made that decision to go ahead and do that.
Okay.
So there was a lot of protest as well at the time. So none of this, including what we're doing today, is new.
What's that mean to you?
Well, every generation we have this struggle. I mean, it's meant, I think, to be an encouraging perspective rather than, disheartening.
People always work together.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a Council of Canadians, Coalition of Child Care Advocates of BC, a lot of women's groups. Women's Network in Defense of Public Education. A vocal group. Brazilian Community Association. Vancouver's diversity is definitely apparent here. There's a bunch of Brazilian women dressed up in carnival outfits. And this is the back end of the march. That the Brazilian women is much more of a visual presentation. They've got the big, colorful headgear and very nice. Nice slogan here. If war is the answer, what on earth is the question? Someone's got that on a sign. If war is the answer, what on earth is the question? So let's look at these signs and see if there's anything new. This crowd just gets bigger and bigger. I have a feeling we have a really, really good turnout here. Something very historic. Children expect the world of us. That's from the Unitarian Church. Abolition of nuclear weapons. No more Hiroshima's, no more Nagasaki's. A big long sign. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people long this sign is. I don't know if that's the record. Got 11 person long sign. This is a massive crowd now. Massive. I like your sign. Today's hesitation leads to tomorrow's instruction. So you really believe this? You speak English?
No
English. Okay. It's a good sign. Thank you. I'm gonna have to walk with the crowd here. It's just too thick to turn around. Okay. I like someone's sign, but he couldn't speak English, so I guess why are you marching today? You're from Japan?
Yes, from Japan, yes.
And you've come all the way here just to march?
Just to take part in Peace Forum, the World Peace Forum.
Oh, well, thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. I like this place. I like this forum very much.
So why did you decide to come?
Because I think nuclear abolition is one of the, you know, biggest priorities for the people living in this, you know, in this world now, right now. So that's why, just simply that I want to contribute. I want to do something.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I guess I'm in the emergency lane. Nuclear warfare is a bit of an emergency, so I think Japanese lady's got the right lane. So what's happened is the crowd has gotten really, really thick as well. I have not given enough time to the carnival band. There's always time for the carnival band.
After the peace march, there was a gathering at Sunset Beach, and several speakers came up. And here are a sampling of a few that we got better taping quality from. It was tough to tape because there's a lot of distortion in the sound system. But what we have for you today is a speech from Walden Bello of the Philippines, who is the director of focus for the World Peace Forum. An ambassador giving a message from Hugo Chavez from Venezuela. And it's going to be ended off with Cindy Sheehan giving a address to the audience. And this happened at Sunset Beach after the two peace marches came together, joined in, and gathered on Sunset Beach. Harry Chapin, oh, wonder what would happen with this world.
Yes, I wonder what would happen. What would happen to this world? Well, I wonder what would happen to this world. If a man tried to take his time on earth and prove before he died what one man's life could be worth, well, I wonder what would happen to this world. And if a woman, she used a lifeline as something more than some man's servant, mother, wife, time, well, I wonder what would happen to this world. Well, I wonder, oh yes, I wonder, what would happen, to this world? Well, I wonder what would happen to this world. As I look around me, there's some strange things. There's muggers and there's jugglers, and we are led by clowns. If an answer ever found us, would we change things? Or are we just the people out and ready for the ground? Oh, and if our future lies on the final line, are we brave enough to see the signals and the signs? I wonder what would happen to this world. We see the people, we see them marching down. Do we join the parade or do we try and turn around? Well, I wonder what would happen to this world. I wonder, what would happen? What would happen to this world? Well, I wonder what would happen to this world. Disciple children walk the streets, selling books and flowers. Can they be the last ones with a semblance of a dream? If we say that no one's out there and we say we're going nowhere, can we avoid the question, is this all that it means? Oh, if a man tried to take his time on earth and prove before he died what one man's life could be worth. I wonder what would happen to this world. Oh, well, I wonder. Yes, I wonder. Oh, yes, I wonder. Yes, I wonder. Oh, what would happen? What would happen to this world? Well, I wonder what would happen to this world. Yes, I wonder what would happen to this world.
Three speeches from Sunset Beach. The first one is Walden Bello, a foreign advisor for the forum from the Philippines.
Our next speaker is also on the International Advisory Board of the World Peace Forum. This World Peace Forum is unique. It's happening for the first time, and the planning was truly international in nature, and hundreds and thousands of hours of volunteer planning and work has gone into this. So a huge round of applause to the volunteers who gave up Walden Bello is a director of Focus on the Global South, and he is from the Philippines. Walden.
Thank you very much, and I'm very happy to be here with you at this meeting, in this rally for the World Peace Forum, and to join you in this expression of solidarity on this sunny and fresh and bright day here in Vancouver. Let me just say that even as we gather here, let us remember our friends, the people in Iraq who have endured another day of savage occupation by the United States. Let us remember the people in Afghanistan who have endured another day of search and destroy missions by Allied troops that include Canadian troops. Let us remember and have solidarity with the people of Palestine who are being destroyed systematically, economically asphyxiated by the United States, the Israeli government, and the European Union. Let us remember all the people throughout the world who today exist in the dark night of repression and oppression. It is for the rights of these people that we are here today, in the next few days here in Vancouver, to find ways by which we can end war and militarism and occupation. I have only about 3 minutes left, and I would just like to say that in those 3 minutes I would like to emphasize the key demands that we must put to the world at this point. The first is the unconditional and immediate withdrawal of U.S. and allied troops from Iraq. Out of Iraq now! Second, the immediate and unconditional end of the occupation and withdrawal of troops, including Canadian troops, from Afghanistan. Third, an end to the occupation of Palestine. Human rights of people both in the South and in the North. Of course, there are other demands, but I would just
like to emphasize that those are the cutting edge of this movement for peace in our time. Let me just say that there has been a bright side, though, to the last few years of systematic war and militarism. And that bright side has been the education of people throughout the world that the so-called fight for democracy, the so-called fight for freedom that the United States is leading is really a battle to impose its hegemony all throughout the world. Now, more than ever, people know the reality and the savagery of imperialism, and more than ever, they are prepared to resist as we are prepared to resist here. We must remember that at this point in time, resistances throughout the world have created a situation in which the empire is not as strong as before. It may be as savage as before, but because of people's resistance in the Asia Pacific, in Latin America, in the Middle East, and elsewhere, the empire is weakening, and we are part of this process that has helped weaken this empire. For instance, south of us, in Latin America, we have a new dawn as movements and governments devoted to ending neoliberalism and ending the hold of imperialism are today making progress in this fight against U.S. hegemony. Yeah! We see the events in Venezuela, we see the events in Bolivia, and we say that indeed, there and here, a new world is dawning, indeed. So let me just end by saying we're all united in this fight. We are the universal soldiers for peace, and we will win.
The second clip from Sunset Beach is a couple of speakers, the first being a representative of Hugo Chavez from Venezuela, giving Hugo's regards after her was Iraqi journalist Yana Alisha.
I'd like to introduce David Trudnovsky, Libby Davies, Shane Simpson, Bill Sixteen, David Catman, Loretta Woodcock, Alexa McDonough, Al Blakey, and Adrian Deck. Thank you for coming to participate. I mentioned about the wallets. Jacqueline Mendoza is our next speaker, and she brings greetings from a very special person. She is the ambassador of Venezuela to Kenya, Africa, and she brings for all of us a message from Hugo Chavez. Woo!
Good afternoon, dear friends of Canada, of Latin America, and the other countries in the world. I am Jacqueline Mendoza. I am a revolutionary woman. I am the ambassador now in Kenya, Africa. I would like to express on behalf of the President Hugo Chavez Frias and the Bolivarian and revolutionary people of my country our feelings of solidarity, friendship, and brotherhood. The message is following. World peace only will be possible when we can work together to achieve the equity, social justice, and social inclusion. They are the main objective of the Bolivarian Revolution in Venezuela, because as President Chavez has said, there are many kinds of war in the world. Poverty, social exclusion and inequity are kind of war. Thank you, and thank you for inviting me to chair this forum, War, Peace. Thank you very much.
Our next speaker is Rana Alayobi. She is a journalist with the Iraq Voice Project.
First, I would love to thank you all to come over here and be all together under one slogan, which is peace and love for all over the world. And first of all, I'm just willing to ask you if you can stand for 1 minute just for solidarity with the Iraqi people who's dying on the other side part of the world. Just send your prayers to the Iraqi people who's killing every day by the evil, which is the American forces in Iraq. I would love to bring all love and prayers from the Iraqi people to the people who they don't know and they didn't meet and they didn't protest to them in 2003 before they started the American invasion on Iraq. What the Americans doing in Iraq is completely genocide. It's something against any human rights and against the humanity. What the Americans doing in Iraq is killing the innocent people, killing Iraqi women, killing and raping the Iraqi women in the Abu Ghraib prison and the other American prison in Iraq. What the Americans doing in Iraq is killing the Iraqi children since the sanction on Iraq, since 1991 until today. There is a people who's suffering and killing every day by the American forces, which they said to the rest part of the world that they went to Iraq to liberate the Iraqis. Iraqis weren't occupied, then they didn't need somebody like the Americans to come over to liberate them. So what we need all to unify all of us in one group and fight against this evil corporation and then end the occupation in Iraq and end the violence in all over the world. And thank you all.
This third speaker is Cindy Sheehan, a mother who lost her son due to the U.S. war in Iraq.
I introduce to you Cindy Sheehan.
Today ask me, what do you think this is going to accomplish? Look at all these people who have made a commitment to peace, who have come from all over the world, because all we want is peace. So you need to give yourselves a round of applause. I love all of you. Wow, this is my third trip to Canada in a month. I feel like I should take up some kind of residency here. The most beautiful days I've had in traveling all year have been when I've been in Canada. We're just so lucky with the weather here and everything is so beautiful. I was talking to Rana, the previous speaker from Iraq, before we both spoke. And she said, how do you feel? You lost your son, you know how it feels. How do you feel about the Iraqi mothers who are losing their children? And sometimes they're losing their whole families. I live in America. I feel very blessed. I still have three children. We still have a roof over our heads. We still have power. We have electricity. We have clean water. The people of Iraq have nothing. They have lost tens of thousands of innocent citizens. And for me to feel blessed, even after burying my oldest child for George Bush's lies, just shows me how screwed up our world is. We have to stand here in solidarity with the people of Iraq who don't have a voice, with our troops
who don't have a voice. 72% of our troops don't understand why they're there and they want to come home. At least 85% of the Iraqis want the occupation to end. It's time for the occupation to end. It never should have happened. Woo! And to see so many people from all over the world, young people and old people, all different colors, speaking all different languages, worshiping in all different faiths, gives me so much hope. So much hope that this occupation will end, and we won't ever let our leaders kill our brothers and sisters again. One of my ex-presidents in America, he was president when I was born, Dwight Eisenhower, he said, when the people want peace, the governments better get out of the way. I'm saying governments, get the hell out of our way because we want peace. And Gandhi also said, everybody in the world has a heart unity. It doesn't matter what we look at like on the outside or what language we speak, or where we worship, or don't worship, or who we love, we all are connected by our hearts. And every minute this illegal and immoral bullshit war in Iraq lasts, we're allowing our hearts to be killed. We have to stop allowing our leaders to kill our hearts. And it's only when we gather together like this and form bonds that reach across borders, artificial borders that are just lines drawn in a map by old dead white guys, only when we reach across these borders, forge bonds with our hearts, is this going to stop. Because we not only have to end the occupation of Iraq, we have to make sure this never happens again. Thank you. I love all of you.
When you listen to Cindy's words, and you see her heart reach out, I can say as a mother, as a sister, as a daughter, and as a woman, I am in awe of her courage to speak out. Thank you, Cindy. And I know that every one of us is thinking right now of all the people who lose their loved ones because of insanity called war.
And that was audio from the World Peace Forum that was held in Vancouver. This was from the opening peace march, and then the Sunset Beach speaker, who was Cindy Sheehan, and it was produced by Ryan Fletcher from CJSF. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 on cable FM, streaming on the internet at www.cjsf.ca, and broadcasting from the campus of Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, BC. Coming up now will be the CJSF news break.
This is a CJSF news break.
In local news, the Tri-City News wrote on August 13th about a new video game designed by an SFU graduate to raise awareness of homelessness. The game, entitled Homelessness, It's No Game, puts players in the shoes of a Vancouver homeless woman. Its designer is Terry Lavender, SFU Surrey's communications manager, a West End resident, and student of SFU's School of Interactive Arts and Technology. According to Lavender, the game is part of his research project to experiment with the fusion of computer games and social activism to see if such games make a difference. Lavender told the Tri-City that he's hoping to find out whether a game can be both entertaining and activating at the same time.